there's a bill circulating in the state legislature that would allow property owners to excavate ancient Native American burial mounds.
State Senator Chris Kapinga introduced the bill, which could settle a long legal battle over protected status of effigy mounds located in Blooming Grove.
The Ho-Chunk Nation and the companies Winger Stone and Ready Mix are at odds over a three-acre plot of land which is surrounded by quarry. Winger wants to mine the area while the Ho-Chunk Nation wants to preserve it.
State Senator Chris Kapinga and officials from Winger Stone did not respond to our interview requests.
Joining us now is Wilfred Cleveland, president of the Ho-Chunk Nation. President Cleveland, welcome to Central Time.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you.
Well, these mounds are part of the Ward Mound Group. What do they mean to the Ho-Chunk Nation?
Well, these mounds and other mounds within the state are burial mounds, and they are sacred to us as any other, like in 1986 when this Burial Site Preservation Act came in and was signed by then Governor Tommy Thompson. And at that time, it was understood that they were sacred to the Native Americans, not only the Ho-Chunks, but other tribes within the state. And it's still so today.
And a lot of people and religions have strong beliefs about the burial places of the dead. What do the Ho-Chunk believe?
Like I was saying, these are sacred. I mean, like they have configurations on them. And I, just for a clarification purpose, I would look at that as a headstone on someone's grave. And that's what these markers, and there's multiple graves that are done in this fashion, not only one person. But so they are sacred. I mean, like for instance, with a headstone, how they are there to mark where the individual was laid to rest until who knows when, like forever. And that was the same inclination that our elders had in putting up these figures that configurations that we thought were important to us then, and they still are today. These configurations are important.
Now, the area surrounding these mounds had been excavated for years until the year 1990, when that area was officially cataloged as a burial site. What led to that area being classified as a burial site?
Well, the mounds that are there are burial mounds, and that's the reason why they've been cataloged as such.
Now, the State Historical Society is involved in this, too. How did they determine whether or not these mounds are the home of human remains?
These mounds, those that are like archaeologists and type, know that there's different movement or different layers of soil that are there. So there's different soil from other places that were bought in to make these mounds. So it's not all, you can see there was a change in the soil, like how it's been moved. Like it's not all layered, all the layers of earth are not the same.
So you're saying looking at the way that the soil beneath has been moved, it indicates that this would have been intentional burial practice?
Correct.
Over the years, people have used radar and other methods to try to be certain about whether there are human remains beneath the surface of these mounds, and some involved in this say that the results haven't been clear. Why not?
Well, I guess from what I understand, and speaking with archaeologists, there isn't ground penetrating radar technology that they have. It doesn't show like the bones of a person being there, but they know that this technology can detect where this movement and this change of the soil is, these layers.
We're talking right now with Ho-Chunk Nation President Wilfred Cleveland, talking about proposed legislation that would allow property owners to excavate ancient Native American burial mounds. And you have these companies saying maybe to them the looking at the soil and the analysis there is not enough. They would like to actually see the human remains there. So is that the only way, do you think, to determine whether or not there are human remains in the mounds?
Well, I guess for us as Native Americans and trying to get this understood is that the only way that these they could be detected or they would know would be the actual digging of these mounds, and that's what we're trying to protect people from being able to physically dig into the mound to see what's there. And let's say they go 6 inches, they don't find nothing, then they'll go 6 feet to find something. By that time, the sacredness has been touched, and we don't want that. We don't want those kinds of. I mean, like we know that the way that the burials were in the past, and the way that with technology today, all that they have, like they have vaults that they use for burial purposes, and those kinds of things weren't done. The idea was similar, I guess, parallel to what the Bible says, where your body would be back ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and that's the same thing. We know that that's going to happen way back in those years. That this is what happens to the body as it decomposes in the ground. And there is not going to be any bones there to say, like, what this legislation that Senator Kapingas has, that it's not going to be showing. There's not going to be showing no bones there. So, I mean, there's even, like, people don't seem to understand that this is what we're trying to protect, our burial sites.
So you're saying even with the excavation, there wouldn't be proof, even if there were human remains, too much time has passed.
And that's what they're saying, that, well, since there ain't no bones there, then there ain't no grave, which doesn't make sense, because you and I know that if it's a burial site such as that, there's not going to be any bones if they're like thousands of years old.
Now, right now, this law is centering around the site near Blooming Grove, but if this law were passed, what would it mean for effigy mounds around the entire state of Wisconsin?
I guess that's the way that we're looking at it. We're looking at all the burial sites that we have. We know that, like, over the years, like, there has been so many mounds have been destroyed, and we're trying to prevent any more from being destroyed, so we're opposing this legislation that will make it possible for, well, not only for ours, but like early pioneer settlers that have had graves, they would be also destroyed too. So it's not only us, you know, that this law would protect if we defeat it.
You're trying to defeat the law. What tactics are you using? What are you trying to achieve?
What are we trying to achieve?
Right, in blocking
the
law.
We're trying to keep the law that was in place, what they put in place in 1986, I believe. We're trying to, because that's the law that they're trying to change. They're saying they're amending this law to make it easier for people to desecrate our burial mounds.
And do you have non-Native allies working with you on blocking this law?
Well, we have a number of people that are interested in what's the outcome of this. Yes, not only Native American, but there are other religious leaders, organizations, and the general public that are kind of keeping an eye on this legislation.
Now, if this law were to be passed, what type of action would the Ho-Chunk Nation take to try to continue fighting to preserve the mounds?
I really can't say it right now. I really don't want to discuss because we have a court case, I don't want to kind of discuss that too much.
Well, we leave it there. President Cleveland, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
That was Ho-Chunk Nation President Wilfred Cleveland talking about proposed legislation that would allow property owners to excavate Native American burial mounds.
State Senator Chris Kepinga introduced the bill. He was not available for an interview, nor were the companies Ringerstone and Ready Mix. Coming up, how do you feel about the fact that we're going to have a brown Christmas this year? Are you upset that we haven't had more winter weather so far this season, or are you happy to have the milder weather? Will this brown Christmas affect your travel plans? Call in now at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.